The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Mishu, his fourth here of the quarter. Into the front court, gets it to Birchall on the left side of the key. One dribble to the wing. Skip pass back over to Schreiner. Into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. Leibarger hit it.
Tonight, it's a GNAC Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Bearcats welcome in the North Platte Bulldogs. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Here's Stidham off the screen. 4-3. It's good. Kelsey Stidham has all 8 points of Kearney High's here in the second quarter. Cutterback had the first 9. Stidham has the next 10.
Tonight's girls game is a rematch from last week's conference tournament, which North Platte won in overtime. In the boys game, Kearney High will look for their first home win in the season. It's the Bulldogs and Bearcats coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School. It is time for tonight's Bearcat doubleheader against the North Platte Bulldogs. Good rivalry between these two teams. Two of the Western, if not the Western, most Class A schools in the state of Nebraska when it comes to basketball. North Platte and Kearney High girls met last week in the semifinals of the GNAC Conference Tournament. And those games came into an overtime situation. A big game last week for Allison Sawyer, a senior that averages single digits per ball game, but poured in 27, including 5 threes. She hit the game-tying three-pointer that sent the game into overtime, and eventually Kearney High fell to North Platte in that ball game, 53-50. Kearney did go 2-1 in the tournament out of the GNAC to finish in a third place. For North Platte, after they beat Kearney, they lost to Norfolk in the championship game, 53-41. So can the Bearcats get a little revenge tonight? One of the things that they might be looking at is the return of 5'10 sophomore Skylar Snyder. She has been out since before the Lincoln Northeast game in middle of December, but she is back for her first game tonight, and she will be starting for the first time since injuring herself and is ready to go here this evening. In her absence, the Bearcats had to find some other gals to step up, and they did do that with her not in the lineup. Outside of that loss to Jess Shepard and Fremont, Kearney High played well in all of their other four games with Snyder on the sideline. Kelsey Stidham stepped up in her absence, and we saw some good play from the rest of this Kearney varsity girls team. On the boys' side tonight, the Bearcats will try to get their second win of the season and their first win at home. They did beat Lexington out in the GNAC holiday tournament, but that is all that they have been able to accomplish. They are falling into that funk right now. Doug Good along with Jeff Babel here on tonight's broadcast. Jeff, they're falling into that funk right now that kind of looks like the Nebraska basketball team. They may play well from time to time, but they haven't been able to finish, and they haven't been able to eke out the close wins.
And unfortunately, Doug, it works both ways. Sometimes when you're doing well, it domino effects, but sometimes when you're losing, and right now Kearney High seems to be doing that, just seems to, they're close, but you're not getting close enough, and then they start to accumulate, and you don't want to hang your heads. So a game like this where you get a rivalry like the North Platte Bulldogs, something like this, the Kearney High boys could try and turn it around tonight and get a big win tonight.
And it would be a big win against a ball club that has played fairly consistent basketball. The North Platte boys come in at 5-4. They went 2-1 out at the GNAC tournament, and they lost in the championship to an undefeated Norfolk team by just 4 points. And so they're playing some pretty good basketball here. After starting the season 1-3, they have turned things around to go 4-1 in their last five games. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer engineer, Grant Sparks. And on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars are on the road as they take on Grand Island Central Catholic. That is scheduled to tip off at the top of the hour as well. And on 1230 KHAS, Adams Central is in Loup City to play Arcadia Loup City in a doubleheader. All three of those doubleheaders, including our game here, can be heard on the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. It's a very full Friday night of high school basketball throughout the area. And we hope wherever you're at, you're enjoying tonight's high school hoops. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraskaland National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraskaland National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Kearney High School as the girls' game is about 6 minutes away from tipping off. We will tip off at the top of the hour. No JV because I guess in Class A, Jeff, this is close enough to travel down the road and play your freshman and JV games on a different date. So won't start late. Girls are ready to go, and our doubleheader will be underway here shortly. North Platte girls coming in, as we said, with a record of 5-4. Their losses coming to 9-1 Bellevue West, 9-1 Fremont, and then 7-2 North Platte in overtime. So Kearney's three of their four losses there. Very, very outstanding basketball teams. The other one was to a Millard South team in Omaha, 54-46. North Platte's only two losses, Lincoln Southwest and Norfolk. They picked up seven wins along the way. A couple of those are against winless teams in Omaha Bryan and Lincoln North Star. Lincoln East only has a couple of wins. Hastings 4-5. So two very similar teams, although the records may not indicate that. Kearney has played a little bit tougher competition. North Platte still to see some of those teams.
Yeah, and Kearney, a well battle-tested record. So the 5-4 could be deceiving, a lot of smoke and mirrors. And they're getting up for this game. You can tell just from warm-ups, Doug. They had a little more extra pep in their step. It might be that rivalry game, but it's also a game that, you know, hey, we can go out and win this and get something going, get on the second half of the year, get something going, get closer to district time.
It's a back-to-back home weekend. That's very rare in this day and age. Kearney High will be home tonight against North Platte, and then Omaha West Side comes in tomorrow. North Platte will return home tomorrow to take on Papillion La Vista South. Of course, one of the side stories here today, the head coach for a long, long time at North Platte is Mark Woodhead, the father of Danny Woodhead, who will be playing in Denver in the NFL playoffs on Sunday. You'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. And he says he's looking forward to going out and watching his son in his first year with the San Diego Chargers play Peyton Manning and the Broncos. So a big game Sunday afternoon. So his mind might be swirling a little bit with all the things that are going on, but that's really cool for the Woodhead family and the city of North Platte.
Exactly. I was just going to say, the city of North Platte, they're rallying behind their boy. Danny Woodhead, as a Bronco fan, Doug, I wish all the best to Danny. I hope he gets 150 yards, but I just hope they come up a couple plays short. But that's the Denver Bronco fan.
Well, you'll be able to hear all four of the playoff games this weekend here on ESPN Radio. And it starts tomorrow at 3:30 with the Seahawks taking on the Saints. That game will be followed up by the Colts and the Patriots. Then Sunday at noon, it's the Niners-Panthers. And at 3:30, the Broncos will take on the San Diego Chargers. We're getting ready for North Platte and Kearney High basketball, and we'll bring you the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball, to Athletic Director Mitchell Stein here at Kearney High. And now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Lady Dogs of North Platte High School, number 3 is a 5'1" senior, Madeline Doty. Number 5 is a 5'3" senior, Allison Sawyer. Number 22 is a 5'8" junior in Caitlin Harvey. Number 30 is a 5'8" senior, Sally Hingen. And number 35 is a 6'1" junior, Jesse Hunt. Head coach of the North Platte Lady Dogs is Mark Woodhead, assisted by Terry Sotowasser, Annie Seaman, and Andrew Plocky. North Platte is 7-2 on the season. For the Kearney Lady Bearcats, number 10 is a 5'4" senior, Claire Sickler. Number 12, 5'7" junior, Kelsey Stidham. Number 30, 5'10" sophomore, Skylar Snyder. Number 42, 5'7" senior, Peyton Cutterback. And number 43, 6'3" junior, Brianna Miller. The head coach of the Kearney Lady Bearcats is Jason Boyd, assisted by Don Clark, Carmen Grant, and Jay Kicker. Kearney High is 5-4 on the season. Both these teams 2-1 out of the GNAC tournament that ran January 2nd through the 4th. We'll take a break. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you. And Jeff, what are you looking at as the keys to tonight's basketball game?
Well, first off, I would think if either team wants to start with the press earlier, they're going to wait till the second half to get that. You know, turnovers are always huge in any sport, Doug, and turnovers, just the unforced errors, I think, could be that. And, of course, shooting percentage, we'll see if any team likes to maybe throw up a few more threes or if they want to put the ball down on the court and go for the hoop and get a good few layups.
I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting to see how the sophomore Skylar Snyder responds off her first game back from injury, missing the last five contests for the Bearcats as they introduce her here. And she's out there, but just kind of sauntering out there. We'll see how the first few minutes of the game treat her and how deep Coach Jason Boyd wants to run his bench here tonight. We saw them the last time out before the holiday break when they went out and defeated Lincoln Northeast in a big upset over a Rocket team that was ranked fifth in the country, or fifth in the state, excuse me, at that time. And for Lincoln Northeast, they're 7-2, and only one of those losses coming to Kearney High. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed for all your seed needs. We'll tip it off between the Bearcats and Bulldogs next. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. Welcome to Friday Night Basketball here on KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The traveling blue uniforms with gold trim for North Platte, the home white and blue trim for Kearney High. And they'll put Skylar Snyder out there to jump center against Jesse Hunt. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be run down by North Platte. Grabbing the basketball is Allison Sawyer, who almost single-handedly beat the Bearcats last week for North Platte. Kearney High comes out man-to-man, and a pass to the top of the circle is going to be tipped and stolen away. Stidham heads to the other end. The uncontested layup is up and in, and Kearney High has the first bucket of the basketball game to take a 2-0 lead. They'll try to put some pressure on, but North Platte breaks that pressure, gets it underneath the Hunt, and she's going to be fouled by Miller, who is a little late getting back there. Good ball movement by the Dogs, and two free throws coming up for Jesse Hunt.
Number 43, Brianna Miller.
So the teams obviously want to get up and down the floor just by looking at the first possession by each team. Hunt's free throw is in and out, no good. Last time the Bearcats were here at home, we saw a ton of fouls called. And we'll see if that becomes part of this game tonight as the second free throw spins around and around, and it's good. So North Platte is on the board here, 2-1, 30 seconds into the ball game. Up the floor with the basketball will be Claire Sickler. Kearney starting two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore. Sickler works it around the perimeter here. It looks like an early 2-3 zone, although they're going to try to deny the basketball to Kelsey Stidham. So more of a box and one, and Stidham just kind of staying on the weak side. Kearney working it here on the right side, goes to the high post. Good pass from Snyder down to the baseline, but nowhere for the shorter Sickler to shoot. So up to Snyder. The three-pointer is no good. Rebound, Miller back up and in, and she'll draw the foul. And the foul will be called on Jesse Hunt. So each of the big gals has got fouled inside by the opposing post player. And Brianna Miller now tries to complete the three-point play. And the free throw is up and dancing around and in. That'll make it 5-1. Kearney High leads it by 4, a minute into the basketball game. Pressure is across the timeline. The ball slapped away, and it ends up in the hands of Brianna Miller. Doesn't have anybody to pass it to, so she comes across the timeline, gives it to Sickler. Sickler drives in, goes baseline to Snyder. Snyder dribbles behind the back. Warden kicks it out. Faking the three is going to be Sickler into the paint. Nobody picks her up. She got too deep and traveled the basketball. Instead of trying to pull up for a little eight-footer, she ran into Jesse Hunt, and there was nowhere to go. Turnover for Kearney High. So the Dogs will bring it in here against the 1-2-2 zone trap. Throw over the top here to Doty. The guard's not that tall, and Doty has it stripped away from behind by Snyder. Snyder to the other end, lays it up and in. So a couple of transition buckets already, and Kearney is off to a quick 7-1 start here over the Bulldogs. North Platte breaks the press, but then as they try to enter it down low to Hutt, it's stolen away. Stepping into the passing lane is Cutterback, and she'll dribble it out of there to her point guard, Claire Sickler. Great start by Kearney, and Coach Jason Boyd is going to call a timeout. He wasn't sure that they were going to get out of that trap. So the first timeout of the ball game brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 6:06 to go, first quarter. It's Kearney 7 and North Platte 1. We'll be right back.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with the Bearcats have jumped out to a 7-1 lead here. And Jeff, as you said, in the opening, they're able to get some early buckets with the defense.
Yeah, forced four turnovers, Doug. And on, I think each of those four possessions, they got at least some points out of it.
So able to drive and get those steals and take it right to the hoop as Kearney has the ball out of their timeout, leading it 7-1. And Kelsey Stidham into the deep left-hand corner, dribbles it out of there, back up top to Sickler, and they'll readjust here. Skip pass. Oh, they got it over to Stidham behind the defender who didn't see it. She'll drive, put up an 8-footer. It's no good. The ball is thrown back inbounds by North Platte, and it's picked up there by Brianna Miller. So Kearney gets another opportunity. Up top to Sickler. Rotates it over on the right wing to Cutterback. Up top, they'll get it to Snyder. Snyder drives the middle of the lane, and as she starts to take the shot, it slips right out of her hand, and it bounces off a Bulldog and out of bounds. So a break there because that ball just slid right out of Skylar Snyder's hand. For North Platte, here comes Marissa Martinez, a 5'3 senior, into the ball game. Only 10 girls suited up on the varsity roster for North Platte. Into Snyder. She takes it at Hunt. The shot's no good. Got her own rebound and scores. So Skylar Snyder stays with it, gets the offensive putback. And the Bearcats now up by a score of 9-1. Caitlin Harvey dribbles into the double team. Boy, North Platte really having problems here. The ball stolen away to the other end. North Platte might have got away with a foul as the shot was missed by Skylar Snyder. And another steal, but a travel. So actually no turnover there as the ball was just knocked away by the Bearcats. But
good pressure D so far by the Bearcats. So that's their fifth turnover again.
North Platte hasn't even really got a good shot off. The only time they've scored was on a foul. And here they take a quick three on the inbounds from the deep right-hand corner by Harvey. It's no good. It bounces all the way to the far corner, and Kearney just lets it go out of bounds. It'll be Bearcat basketball. So Skylar Snyder, the 5'10 sophomore, so far so good. They're able to use her maybe a little bit more on the press to help out. As Sickler brings it into the front court, swings it left wing to Cutterback. Back up top, Snyder dumps it into the corner to Sickler. Claire gets out of there against the zone. Kearney hasn't done a whole lot in the half court. A couple of times they've tried to drive. They've either had it blocked or they've had it knocked away. With Hunt in the middle. Now they get it down to Miller on the low block, but she kicks it back out top. Bearcats very patient here as they get it to the point guard. Claire Sickler drives in, kind of runs into her own teammate. So out top for a three. Snyder no good. Bodies on the floor. Miller tried to grab the basketball, but they're going to say that she walked with it. Kind of pinned it between her ear and her neck and was trying to control the basketball, and her feet kept moving the whole time. North Platte goes to the bench. Taylor Johnson comes in. And Allison Sawyer will return. And now Jesse Hunt checks out. Johnson's 5'11", so they're giving up a couple 3 inches there in height, but still a shorter lineup out there for the Dogs, which they might need to handle this pressure. More guards. Harvey pushes the ball up the floor into the right-hand corner, kicks it up top to Martinez. 9-1 Kearney midway through the first. Down to the low block, they get it to Johnson. Dribbles into pressure and steps on the baseline and out of bounds. So North Platte right now, got to find a way to get things turned around.
Felt like that was maybe their first chance at getting running their offense, Doug, and they finally got something going. Just threw it in too low underneath, stepped on the baseline, another turnover.
North Platte team that averages just under 50 points a ball game, but not looking like it so far. Trailing 9-1 and not getting many looks. Bearcats will get it into Snyder, tries to bounce it to Miller. Miller can't handle the pass, and picking up the loose ball will be Sally Hangen. Kearney gets back on defense. Outlet to Harvey. Harvey trying to go too quick. Lost the handle and out of bounds. So North Platte is trying to get up the floor, but continual mistakes, some of it by pressure, and Jeff, some of it just by them trying to go too fast.
Yeah, a lot of it early on was pressure by Kearney High. Lately, I think it's been more of unforced errors for the Bulldogs.
They know the pressure's there. They're trying to work their way through it, and inside they get it to Hangin as she wheels and pivots towards the hoop. A foul will be called. It's on Marissa Martinez. That'll be her first. And checking out will be Harvey, and back in will be Doty for the Lady Dawgs. Kearney to throw it in from their baseline. Tossing it in will be Stidham. They set it in the corner. Nothing there for Sickler. So Claire dribbles out of there. Back into the right-hand corner to Snyder. Snyder looking on the low block. Decides to drive. Got into traffic. Might have walked with the basketball. Coach Woodhead wanted it. Shot was no good anyway. And North Platte gets the basketball with Sally hanging. Doty into the front court. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Sawyer. Sawyer tries to dribble through the double team. And again, the ball is stolen away. Two on two the other way. Trying to go coast to coast. Stidham lays it off the glass and scores. Another steal straight into two. And it's 11-1. Kearney girls are rolling here in the first quarter. And another thing North Platte's doing, it's not hard for Kearney to defend them. Every time they brought the ball up the court, they go to the right-hand corner. Kearney just collapses on it. It's impossible for North Platte to do anything. Finally, they reverse it, and a three-pointer by Martinez is in and out, no good. The ball is deflected into the corner for Claire Sickler. And Sickler pushes it down the floor. Got numbers, kicks it to the baseline. Snyder drives, but before her bucket, she is fouled. Way too predictable right now for the Lady Dawgs. And you have to wonder what it was they did so magical last week. And again, they had to come from behind, and maybe they will again tonight, but they're digging a hole as Abby Graham will check in, and Snyder will get a breather. Again, in her first game back, you don't want to overuse her. A chance here to set her down with a 10-point lead. Bearcat ball underneath their own hoop. Stidham gets it into the corner to Sickler on the left side. Skips it over the top back to her. Stidham can't get the shot away as Doty's on her. So they'll dribble out of there and get their half-court offense set up. Claire Sickler with the ball between the circles, dribbles to the free throw line, and gets out of there as she is met by Doty. Skips it over to Graham. Abby saw a little more playing time with that injury to Snyder. Down low they get it. Here's Cutterback in traffic, but she's still able to hit the five-footer over the outstretched hand of Taylor Johnson. And it is 13-1, Kearney High. This time the Dawgs break the press. Bounce pass through the double team. Lob it to the high post. Johnson. Everybody's on the right side again. Here's another three. It's no good by Doty. Offensive rebound. A rarity here for the Dawgs. Hanging got it. Back to Doty. Dribbles around the defender. Floater on the lane. No good. Miller crams the rebound. And here go the Bearcats. Off to the races. Long outlet pass. Stidham got it but missed the layup. That pass, I don't know how it got to her. And I don't think Stidham thought she was going to catch it. And when she did catch it, she didn't realize how close to the rim she was. So the Dawgs cast another quick three, hanging no good. And the rebound brought down by Stidham. And as she turns to go up the floor, a foul called on the Bulldogs. So a little chaos out there right now for the Dawgs. And you can tell one of the ways they must hang in the ball game is shooting a lot of threes, Jeff.
Yeah, and Doug, they go into that right corner and they immediately pick up their dribble. They try to throw it across the court. A lot of times, Kearney's been cherry-picking and picking that off. But when they do reverse it, all they do is jack up three. So far, Doug, 0-for-4 on their threes, no made field goals, and only 1 point.
13-1, Kearney. A minute six to go here in the first quarter of play, and Abby Ray checks in for the Bearcats as Kearney brings it across the timeline with Stidham. Kelsey stops between the circles, just tries to lob it out here on the wing, and Doty says not on my watch and slaps it into the North Platte bench. It has to be a very satisfying start here as they dump it in and the ball is stolen away by Caitlin Harvey. Then Harvey dribbles it off her foot, bounces off the Bearcats, and out of bounds it goes. So Kearney with one of their few unforced turnovers here in the opening quarter. And the Lady Dawgs to throw it in underneath their own hoop. They'll have to go to the outlet in Martinez. Martinez dribbles to the left elbow, turns and hands it off to Sawyer. Swings it over to Doty on the right side of the key. Dribbles into the corner. Cut off on the baseline by the Bearcats. And Carmen Moncrief, who has checked in. 35 seconds to go. Another shot from the left wing. This time it's in and out, no good by Harvey. And the rebound brought down by Ray. And she'll have to wait for somebody to come get the ball. It's Stidham. Stidham now sprinting to the other end. Leaves it off underneath for Cutterback. Has her shot blocked by Jesse Hunt. And inside we got a foul called as the loose ball was picked up by the Cats. Abby Ray. And the foul is on Allison Sawyer. That'll be her first and the fifth foul here of the first quarter. So five fouls, numerous turnovers here for North Platte, eight of them already. And Kearney leads it 13-1. Inbounds pass again, tipped out of bounds. Kearney needs to be a little more crisp here. They're getting lazy on their inbounds passes, just assuming since they're not attacking the hoop, they can just chuck it in. And North Platte is quick, so they're just not going to let them toss it in. Now they have to take it from the side. And again, same thing. Stepping in front and making the steal is Martinez. Up the floor, 2-on-2. Bounce pass underneath and getting hammered as Caitlin Harvey never had a chance to score. She'll go to the line and shoot two. So Coach Boyd had to like what he's seeing, but now doesn't want to see a little chink in the armor, and that's what we've got here the last couple possessions, just flat out throwing it right to North Platte on an inbounds play.
Yeah, 12-point lead, Doug. They've maybe got a sense of instability, and they're making some dumb plays, thinking North Platte hasn't been able to stop us yet, making the careless passes. Two inbound plays, Doug, two turnovers. Not what you like to see if you're Coach Boyd.
So a chance for a couple of free throws here and move the scoreboard for North Platte. Caitlin Harvey puts it up and didn't get him. So back over to Kearney High. They've got 10 seconds to get a shot away. Sickler into the front court. Right wing keeps dribbling into the paint. Nobody stops her, and she missed the layup, and that's the end of the first quarter. And at the end of one, it's all Kearney High. The Lady Cats, 13. The North Platte Lady Dogs, 1. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, back with you here at Kearney High School, where the Bearcats have a 13-1 lead after the first quarter, Jeff, and a lot of turnovers have doomed North Platte.
Yeah, 8 of them so far for North Platte, Doug. 0-4 shooting the three-pointer. They got the 1 point via the free throw line from Jesse Hunt, 1-4 from the line for the Bulldogs.
And so Kearney High has the basketball into the hands of Ray, and as she tries to find somebody to pass it to, it's knocked away by Doty. 2-on-2, gives it off on the right wing to Sawyer, missed the 8-footer. Rebound brought down by the Bearcats, and Kelsey Stidham up ahead to Cutterback. She'll score. Kearney High has actually looked really good, taking it to the hoop with defenders on them. And a foul going to be called. Skylar Snyder tried to reach in from behind to poke the basketball away. Sally Hangin will return here for North Platte. Kearney High in the first quarter, pretty balanced. 4 points for Stidham, 4 points for Snyder. A couple points for Cutterback. Miller, free throw in there as well. So here we go, 15-1, Kearney High with the lead. And North Platte with the basketball has it knocked away. Out of bounds it goes. They'll have it again. .723 to go, first half of play. On the right wing with it is going to be Hangin. They get it down low to Hunt. She's doubled, steps through the double team and scores, and then they call a foul on Kearney High. That was a weird-looking play. It looked like three statues in there, and all that Hunt finally did was just kind of swing through there and lay it over the rim, and that's the first bucket of the game for North Platte here in the first minute of the second quarter. And the free throw now on the way for Hunt, and it is good. Makes it 15-4. Kearney High in control here in the first half of play. Into the front court with it will be Claire Sickler. Sickler with the ball between the circles. Dribbles to the left wing, looks to see what the defense is doing. A lot of poking at the basketball here for North Platte. And again, they deflect the pass. Anytime the guards get inside that arc, you've got North Platte poking at the ball, and they've been burnt on that a couple of times. They've poked it away a couple of times, but when they miss, they leave themselves vulnerable defensively. Kearney can just drive right back by them, Jeff, because they're not just poking, they're lunging at it, and it keeps them off balance.
Yeah, it's not very good fundamental defense. You know, we're halfway through the season. We've seen both these teams earlier play an overtime game. So surprised to see North Platte not playing their game so far.
And there it was again. Sickler drove right by the defender, had the shot blocked. North Platte picks it up, but then they throw it away on the outlet. And the shot by Stidham is no good. And then it bounces off North Platte and out of bounds. This has got to be a nightmare for the Bulldogs. This is a team that has played decent basketball so far this year, and you can't tell it right now. And there it is. Here's what's happened. How bad is it? Mark Woodhead is yanking all five starters. Jeff, you don't see that very often. He played a couple of these girls in the first quarter, but he's only got 10 kids suited, and he has yanked his five starters a minute 20 into the second quarter. And on the inbounds, it's going to be ripped out of the hands of Skylar Snyder. Up the floor with it will be Rachel Kosmacek. Her shot no good, and the rebound brought down by Brianna Miller. Down the middle of the floor, Sickler. Doesn't matter who's in the way. She's going to take it all the way to the baseline. Kick it out for three. Stidham buried it. Kelsey Stidham with her first three-pointer of the ball game, and it is 18-4, Kearney High. Marissa Martinez into the front court, avoids the trap, but there's a nice pass underneath to Hannah Hayes, who lays it up and in on the assist from Taylor Johnson. And that makes it 18-6. Coach Woodhead has put his kids back over there to sub in. I think got to set them a little longer, especially the Dogs, just in the 30 seconds they've been out here, have made a couple of nice plays.
That was a perfect. Their offense was run to a T right there. Sometimes the second-teamers, they just don't get their looks in practice. They know the offense just as well. They get out there, they want to get their chance. Perfect job on ball reversal there. Hannah Hayes with an easy two backdoor layup.
So 18-6, Kearney High with the lead. They're home again tomorrow night. We'll talk way more about that later on in the ball game. But right now, the Bearcats on the inbound get it down low for a turnaround jumper that cannot be scored by Snyder. Good defense by Hunt, and Jesse will pull down the rebound here for the Bulldogs. North Platte in the backcourt, throws it over Hunt's head, but right into the hands of Hangin. Hangin, bounce pass underneath the shot. Miller blocks it. Caitlin Harvey thought she was going to get a layup, and then Kearney High on the outlet. Throws it away. Two on two here for North Platte. Sawyer in the right-hand corner. Tries to find the trailer. Doty knocked away by Kelsey Stidham. And the amount of time that we have actually seen a half-court set on the North Platte side, time of possession, like 10 seconds the whole game.
Yeah, it's a no-huddle offense. Very rarely, I think you probably count on one hand, Doug, how many times we've seen the half-court offense used by both teams.
Well, Kearney has done a good job of being patient when they need to as the inbounds passes out for a three, and it's good by Caitlin Harvey. Harvey hits the first three of the ball game for the Dogs, who had just 1 point in the first quarter and have eight here in the first 2:45 of the second. 18-9, Kearney with the lead. Top of the key, Sickler dribbles to the high post, bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Brianna Obermiller. Back up top, Sickler. Starts to the left side. They get it down into the corner to Obermiller. Looking inside, nothing there. Lobs it up top to Stidham. Still a 2-3 zone here as they skip it over the top of that zone. Good ball movement. Stidham top of the key. Three. That one will not go. Fight for the loose ball, and we're going to get a jump ball underneath. The arrow points the way of North Platte. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you a look at the first half stats. We will give you score updates from Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Also have an update from Lincoln, where the Grand Island wrestling team beat Blue Springs, Missouri in that duel before the Huskers, 49-27. Shot no good by North Platte, but a one-hand return by Maddie Doty is up and in. The 5-1 senior, Jeff, just threw it right over the outstretched hands of Miller. And at the other end, Sickler tries to take it inside. And the 5-4 senior for Kearney has it swatted back at her by Jesse Hunt. North Platte has all of a sudden cut it to seven, and they've got the ball. Working it around the perimeter, trying to see if Hunt's open. Otherwise, it's three ball time. Back between the circles, and a hand check foul called on Kearney. That'll even things out at five apiece. Foul is on Claire Sickler. And into the ball game for North Platte, Marissa Martinez. For Kearney High, Abby Graham and Skylar Snyder. 18-11, Kearney. But a 10-3 run here over the last couple minutes by North Platte.
Yeah, and I think it kind of spawned, Doug, when they did the mass substitution. They brought in the second team, maybe realized the starters, hey, we can't just keep playing like this. Sat there for possession. Now they're back in. Now they're playing better.
Again, the ball knocked away. There's a scrum for it. It goes all the way into the back court. It's going to be punched out of bounds off North Platte. So that ball deflected all the way at the top of the key for the Lady Dogs, and it went all the way into the back court, and Kearney will take it out underneath their own hoop here with Graham to toss it in. Into the right-hand corner, Miller unguarded. They don't expect her to shoot the three. Rotate it over to Graham. She'll cast it up from the shoulder. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Martinez. Outlet pass to Doty. Doty nearly went over and back. Comes across the right side, dribbling around two defenders. Gives it onto the corner to Martinez. Tries to lob it in the paint. The ball knocked away, and Obermiller will make the steal. Up ahead to Graham. Graham has to slow it down. The numbers aren't there. She'll fire it. Well, she tried to fire it to the trailer and threw it into the crowd. So Kearney High turns that basketball over. And Taylor Johnson back in. And Kearney High is going to call a timeout. They have kind of sputtered out here the last 3 minutes. Even though they've got the lead, they were up by 14. Now it's 7. 3:20 to go in the first half of play. Kearney High 18 and North Platte 11. We'll be back after this on ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here at Kearney High School. 18-11, Bearcats with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Kearney High was up 15-1. Now it is 18-11. North Platte still turning the ball over, though, Jeff. Kearney just giving it back to him a few more times here in the second quarter.
Yeah, 11-8 right now. North Platte with more. North Platte on a 10-5 run, Doug. They get a basket here. Cut it to a three-score game.
Top of the key. They'll try the three. It's no good from Doty. Offensive rebound. Back up and in by Harvey. And it's 18-13. 3 minutes to go here. So we talked about the struggles in the first quarter. And it's a totally different ball club here the last couple of minutes for North Platte. Team that beat Kearney in overtime last week in the GNAC tournament. And again, a pass inside, stepping in front and making the steal is Taylor Johnson. Not near the crispness that we saw in the first 8 minutes as Johnson tries to dribble in on the offensive end, lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes to Kearney High. On the floor now for the Bearcats as Snyder comes out for a breather will be Cuttemack as well as Obermiller. Stidham, Sickler now checks back in, and Miller. 18-13, Kearney High, but they have been on 18 for quite some time. 2:40 to go here in the first half on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stidham with the ball, goes to the high post, over Miller, double team, brings the ball down low, gets tied up, jump ball, arrow goes the way of Kearney. And they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Coach Jason Boyd calling the inbounds play as Stidham ready to toss it in. They'll box the lane. Lob it into the corner to Miller. Up top to Cuttaback. Trying to squeeze out a three-pointer here for Sickler, but the screen was set a little too late, and the Dogs had no problem getting around it. Sickler at the top of the circle kicks it back out. Claire has it from Stidham. Back over to Stidham. Here she gets the three, and it's good from the left wing. Kelsey Stidham knocks down that three, and that's why the Dogs were shadowing her in the first quarter of play with a little box and one. 21-13, Kearney trying to answer with a three. Sawyer, and she'll rattle it home. She had five last week against Kearney High and gets her first one of the game here. 21-16, Bearcats by five. Sickler swings it to Stidham again on the left wing. Back out to Claire. High post, they go to Obermiller. There has not been a post game here for Kearney so far tonight. Miller's been more of a decoy. And Kearney, when they do dump it in there, usually gets it right back out to him. High post, they go over Miller on the weak side. Here comes Sickler, drives, swings it out to Stidham. It's a good pass, but the Dogs were there defensively. In fact, Cheffett looked like they were so far behind the play that they actually ended up in the right spot that time. And now Kearney High throws it away. Has a long possession, and that's usually what happens. It's good to run your offense, but after so long, somebody's got to take a shot, and that's going to happen.
Exactly. If you just keep running and running, and eventually you're going to get a turnover. A lot of times, two or three passes is all you need within your offense to get something going. Kearney with their 10th turnover, Doug.
North Platte, chance to make it a one-possession game. Nearly turned it over. Miller knocked it out of the hands of Johnson, who gets it back down low. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Martinez, the 5'3 guard, snuck in behind everybody and scored. And with a minute to go before halftime, it's 21-18. As they try to lob it to Miller, it's underthrown, and Johnson makes the steal. Kearney High looking a little more like North Platte was in the first quarter. The jumper no good by Harvey. Jump ball on the rebound. Arrow points the way of North Platte. You could have got amazing odds at the end of the first quarter that this game could be tied at halftime. And right now, North Platte's definitely got a chance to do that.
And the way they shoot the three ball we've seen in the first quarter, Doug, they're one possession away, one three-pointer away from doing so.
Many more players trying to sub in here with 43 seconds to go. This is KXPN Kearney, Amherst, Overton, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. 21-18, Kearney with the lead. North Platte trying to whittle it even closer here off the inbounds. Holding the ball at the top of the circle is Hangin. Kicks it over for the three. No, Doty missed it short. Long rebound. Tie up at the free throw line between Stacy Peters, who has come in, and Sally Hangin. The arrow points the way of Kearney. See if the Bearcats hold for the last shot here and get to the locker room to make sure that they've got the lead. 21-18 Bearcats. And just walking the ball up the floor, Claire Sickler. And indeed, that's what they want to do, play for the last shot. And if you're North Platte, just let them. You've come way back in this game. You were down 14 points, and now it's down to three. 12 seconds to go. Now they start moving it. Sickler over to Peters. Back to Sickler. Well out towards midcourt. 8 seconds. Now lobs it to Peters in the corner. Try to get it underneath the cutback. The ball deflected away. Peters tied up. And it's a jump ball, so that will give it to North Platte. What that will do, though, is at least give Kearney the ball to start the third quarter. North Platte will have to cast one up from three-quarter court, and they will not get a shot away. And that is the end of the first half of play, a tale of two different quarters. Kearney High outscored North Platte 13-1 in the first quarter, and were outscored 17-8 in the second quarter of play. And, in fact, this basketball game was 15-1, so a 17-6 run to end the quarter here for the Dogs, who are back in the contest. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from Kearney High School right after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel and our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime in our girls' game, and it's Kearney High 21, North Platte 18. on Classic Hits 98.9. After one quarter, the Kearney Catholic girls led Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 13-9. And again, those games on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It was definitely a tale of two different quarters at North Platte. Really, and I don't mean to stress it too much, this could not have been the team that was playing in Scott's Bluff last week. They looked like an 0-9 team in the first quarter. They turned it over on almost every possession, and when they did get it into the front court, they just chucked up a three that was really nowhere close. And so the Bearcats jumped out to that 13-1 lead, but then as the game moved along, Kearney High started to turn it over as much as North Platte, and the Bulldogs hit a couple of threes to get back in a basketball game. Got a little confidence, and that's all you need, Jeff, a little confidence out there, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and North Platte, early in that first quarter, they had 1 point. It was the 1 point from Jesse Hunt via the free throw line. In that second quarter, Doug, like you said, they outscored Kearney 17-8. They spread the wealth. Doty had two. Sawyer had three. Martinez had two. Hayes had two. And Harvey, with a couple of big field goals there, had 5 points. Hunt finished with four. So they've been spreading the ball amongst their scorers. Their starters have been doing a lot of the damage as well. Harvey leading the way with five for the Bulldogs.
Bottom line is somebody's got to take care of that basketball, and it started off with such a high-paced first quarter that the Bearcats were winning all the races for the basketball. They were winning all the races back off the steals, and most of their points still in this basketball game have been off turnovers. When North Platte quit turning it over, Kearney High quit getting transition buckets, and the Bearcats have struggled a little bit in the half court because their inside game has not developed yet tonight.
Yeah, and North Platte had 12 turnovers, Doug, and about eight of those, Kearney High got points off of them in transition. Like you had said, North Platte limited their turnovers in the second period. The opportunities weren't there for transition buckets. Kearney High still did a pretty good job, I thought, of running their offense and ball movement, but they just weren't hitting their shots.
Well, it is a lead nonetheless, no matter how it happened. Kearney's got the lead here by three, trying to avenge a loss in the GNAC tournament last week that went overtime with North Platte 53-50. We will take a timeout and be back with a look at the first half stats and a preview of tonight's boys game right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 21-18 in favor of Kearney High. And Jeff Babel's got a look at our first half stats.
And we went through a couple of them for North Platte individually. Team-wise, they had 12 turnovers. A lot of those came in the first quarter for the Bulldogs. They ended up 2 of 9 shooting from three-point land, Doug. 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Both of those coming from Hunt. She finished with 4. Harvey with 5. Hayes with 2. Martinez with 2. And Doty with 2. Sawyer got a three-point bucket late in that second quarter as well. They had 4 total rebounds, 1 for Doty, 1 for Martinez, 1 for Harvey, and 1 for Hagen. And basically because every possession was a turnover, there wasn't very many shot attempts. And when they were, they'd just be going off body. So the stats weren't pretty for North Platte in the first quarter. They only had 1 point, but they did a nice job in that second quarter starting to run their offense. Got 17, so they're only down 3 now at halftime. The Bearcats, they were led by Stitham. Stitham played well early in the game, had 4 points after one. Finished with that three-pointer, got 7 points. Schneider, the other leading scorer, she's also got 7. Couple free throws there for Skyler, coming back off that lower body injury. We didn't know how if they would keep getting her the ball. Getting her the ball, they did early, and she's been responding well. Miller with 2 early points, and looks like Cutterback 2 as well. No real foul trouble for either team, only 5 apiece there. Offensively, Claire Sickler, or rebound-wise, Sickler had 2 rebounds, Peters had 2, and Miller had 1 as well. For the Bearcats, They have now 11 turnovers, so just one less than North Platte. Early on in this game, it was maybe 10-1 for North Platte. So definitely, like you said, Doug, a tale of two quarters, and it's only a three-point ball game now at half.
We'll see what adjustments the teams make at halftime and see if the pace changes at all or if Kearney can find a way. The one thing I think, and I'll mention this again, is that when they do get into the half court, they have got to find a way to get that ball inside to Miller or to Snyder or to Cutterback or to Ray the times that she is in there. They've got to find a way to get it in there and contest North Platte's Jesse Hunt, who hasn't been a huge factor one way or the other, but when the guards take it in there, she just stands there and swats the ball away. And we've seen Sickler get deep into the paint a couple of times, but she's not going to get a shot away when she stands 5'4", and you've got 6'1 for Jesse Hunt, and she just punched that ball into the ground a couple of times. Our boys' game is coming up next. As we've said, Kearney High has struggled a little bit in the win-loss column, obviously, this year. They're just 1-8, but they played strong basketball after a first quarter kind of implosion after the holiday break where they were down 12-0 to Lexington. They turned around, won that ball game, played the number one seed Norfolk close, and then fell by 3 to Scott's Bluff in the third place game out there at the GNAC Holiday Tournament. And you look at some of the teams they played, they're all right there at 500 or above. Bellevue West and Lincoln High and Lincoln Northeast, a game that they probably should have won. They led virtually the whole way, and a quick 10-0 run late in the fourth quarter gave Northeast that win. A tough loss to Hahn and Fremont on the road the very next night. So this is the first home game for Kearney High since December the 20th when they took on Lincoln Northeast, and a chance for them to get back into the win column. And we'll see if they can do that here tonight. For North Platte, their boys are 5-4 on the season. They lost to Norfolk in the championship game of the GNAC Holiday Tournament, but they've lost to a 2-6 Omaha Bryan team in overtime. Their wins have come against 3-7 Grand Island, 4-7 Columbus, 3-6 Hastings, 5-4 Lincoln North Star. So they're 5-4, but really no quality wins. They did beat Scott's Bluff, and that's the one game to look at. They won by 3, Kearney lost by 3. This boys' game should be an evenly matched contest coming up at approximately 7:45. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Kearney 21, North Platte 18. The second half of our girls' game is next on ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As always, we want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. A reminder, tomorrow, got a little wrestling for you from the Amherst Invitational. That will be on Classic Hits 98.9. And also basketball all next week on 98.9 FM and 1230 KHAS. That's where Loop City Arcadia is playing Adams Central tonight. Kearney Catholic playing GICC, and we should have a halftime score on that in just a moment. But Kearney High will get the ball to start the second half of play here as they lead it 21-18. They get it down low. Cutterback, though, her shot is over everything, and the rebound comes down to Harvey. Up the floor comes North Platte, kicks it on the left wing to Hengen. Hengen trying to stay out of this Kearney matchup zone. Threads the needle down low, and a foul on the shot. Couldn't finish Jesse Hunt because she got hacked on the arm by Brianna Miller. And that's exactly how the first half started for North Platte. They set up a play for their junior post, and Miller picked up a foul. Now she gets her second foul, and the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. North Platte hopes they don't go on the same kind of drought now like they did in the first quarter. They scored in the first 30 seconds and didn't score again in the first quarter. Second free throw now for Hunt. On the way, and it is good. And this is a 21-20 basketball game. As Kearney will toss it into Sickler. Claire gets it across the timeline against the 2-3 zone. Looking inside, they do get it to Miller. One dribble, turnaround jumper, partially blocked by Hunt. The ball thrown back in by Cutterback. It ping-pongs around and ends up in the hands of North Platte. And amazingly, the Dogs could take a lead here in the first minute of the third quarter. Doty trying to stay away from Snyder. Pass goes into the left corner. It's loose but grabbed here. They're in some trouble, North Platte is, and a timeout will be called by head coach Mark Woodhead. With 7:07 to go here in the third quarter, timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's 21-20 Bearcats. We'll be right back.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. As a quick timeout there to save the possession was called by North Platte. So the Dogs will take it in from their own baseline. Deep in the right-hand corner, they have to lob it into Hunt. Gives it right back to Hengen. To Hunt, tries backside for the layup. It's up and it is in by Caitlin Harvey. And North Platte has erased a 14-point deficit, 22-21. Not 60-59, 22-21. A 14-point deficit erased. And you still only have 22 points as the shot blocked at the other end. Again, Sigler took it down low. Everybody taller than her. They blocked the shot. Then a foul called on Brianna Miller trying to pick up the loose ball.
That's Miller's third foul, Doug.
And the Dogs with the basketball against the pressure. Hunt makes a good one-hand catch to save it into the corner. They go to Harvey. Harvey back to Hunt. And as she tried to step around the defender, a walk will be called. A little bounce pass there is what she was just about ready to do, and it would have been another layup. So give Coach Woodhead and the Dogs a lot of credit here. They have really made some changes, and they have made a heck of a run in this basketball game. After being down 15-1, they are on a 21-6 run since then. High post, an open jumper finally buried by Skylar Snyder. And that's what the Bearcats need. If they can't get it inside 15 feet, they're going to have to make those shots. And now the press, it's stolen away. Stidham, it's loose on the floor. And North Platte gets it back. Is the 10-second count still on? And a timeout again going to be called by the North Platte Bulldogs. There was some confusion whether there was the 10-second count. Coach Boyd was yelling. The official was nodding his head that, yes, it was still on. And that's when Coach Woodhead said, well, then we better take a timeout. So the third timeout of the ball game by North Platte with 6:08 or the second timeout. Each team has used two. 6:08 to go here. And that's another amazing thing, Jeff.
Yeah.
They didn't use a timeout when they were getting bombarded in the first quarter.
No, and what he did was he substituted in that second team, tried to send them a lesson there. Nice job by Kearney High on their last possession, Doug. They were facing that 2-3 zone. They just threw the ball right in the middle in the post there. And a great bucket there on the other side by Snyder. Snyder so far doing well coming off that injury.
23-22 Kearney High. And North Platte to throw the ball in. Doty, Sawyer, Harvey hanging and Hunt on the floor against the press. They get it to the far side of the court. Then look for the trailer. Throw a high, long pass to Doty. Dump it down low. They get it inside to the guard, Sawyer. Her shot no good. Hunt gets the offensive rebound and a Kearney foul. And the foul is going to be called on Cutterback. That'll be the second on Peyton. And at the line to shoot two will be Jessie Hunt. And her first free throw is no good. She's been to the line a few times. And the second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Hunt gets one of two, and Kearney High tied up now 23-all with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Into the front court, Claire Sickler skips it over the North Platte zone. They dump it down to the corner to Stidham, trying to post up Cutterback. They get the bounce pass to her. She bounces her way in. A tough scoop shot up, no good. Miller grabbed the rebound, and a foul going to be called on North Platte. And one of the North Platte players goes down. Jessie Hunt, after the play, no contact, falls to the floor. I don't know. Looks like maybe she's got a nosebleed or something in there. And they're going to have an injury timeout here on the floor. She's the one that committed the foul, and maybe there was a little contact in there, more than it appeared, and they're going to have to take a look at her right off the bat here. So the trainers will take a look at Hunt And we will take a timeout on the floor with 5:41 to go here in the third quarter of play. North Platte and the Kearney girls are tied at 23, and we'll be back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Russell Wilson and the top-seeded Seattle Seahawks host Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Then, Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts head to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Saturday, beginning at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This Sunday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers head to Carolina to take on Cam Newton and the Panthers. Then, it's an AFC West playoff showdown when Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos host Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Sunday at noon on ESPN Radio.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where we have an injury timeout on the floor here for North Platte's Jessie Hunt. Still being attended to, although she's sitting up on the floor here. And again, I did not catch what exactly happened to her. She was called for the foul as the shot was missed. It was a loose ball, so the players turned around and went after the basketball. But it appeared that maybe she caught an elbow or the heads bumped into each other, but it doesn't look like there's a lot of bleeding down there, but again, you can't tell. They've got a towel kind of under her chin, and maybe that's where it is instead of the nose where you would see it all over the place. But she is still sitting down on the gymnasium floor here. 5:41 to go in the third quarter. It's 23-23 in our girls' game. We also have an update from Kearney High School, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, where that game is at the half. The Kearney Catholic girls leading GICC 34-19 at halftime. 34-19 at the half in favor of the Kearney Catholic girls. And that is on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And now Hunt is being helped to the locker room. She's walking under her own power with some, I guess she's kind of leaning on one of the coaches there, so got her bell rung, and that's probably going to be one of those things, even if they can get the injury to stop, Jeff, you're probably going to see maybe a concussion there. The way that, as woozy as she was, must have caught her just right, and that will take out the starting post player for North Platte.
Yeah, she's doing well so far, Doug. I think she's probably been their best player so far. Defensively getting rebounds, getting to the free throw line. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line, got 7 points already. So I think a big loss for the Dogs. We'll see how they respond.
And it will be Kearney ball out of the timeout, and here we go. The one thing now is maybe these shorter guards can drive down in there and get some open shots. But instead, they take a three-pointer from Cutterback in the left-hand corner, and it is no good into the front court. Here comes North Platte. The pass stolen away. Uncontested layup for Kelsey Stidham, and she'll score. 25-23, Kearney by 2. The Dogs, again, facing that full court pressure and throw it out of bounds. How quickly momentum can change. Here's what you got to be worried about for the coaching staff at North Platte. Being focused now, you know you're thinking a little bit about your teammate that just headed off to the locker room, but again, it looks like she'll be okay, and you've got to turn that switch right back on and play basketball. North Platte's been trying to catch up the whole game. And then when they finally did, they gave the lead back up. Just dribbling between the circles here is Skylar Snyder against the Dogs matchup zone here. They're trying again to shadow Kelsey Stidham and keep the ball out of her hands and kind of make it a 4-on-3 game for Kearney. Stidham to come get it, comes out to the top of the key. They'll lob it into Miller. Backside got it to Cutterback, and Cutterback turned and ran right into Hengen, and they'll call her for the travel. Turnover, Kearney High. So North Platte will bring the ball into the front court here, or at least try to against the pressure. They like throwing over the top. Johnson now swings it over to Hengen. Back to the trailer. Sawyer outside the arc. Quick ball moving against the Kearney zone to the high post. Johnson, open look from 14. It's no good. Crashing the boards, Kearney High. Kelsey Stidham grabs it. 3-on-2 the other way. Stidham coast to coast. Tough runner, no good. Offensive rebound, Snyder. Back up and in. That's where the numbers paid off. Stidham didn't have to make the shot. She just had to throw it up there because she knew one of her teammates would get the rebound, and they did. 27-23, the Bearcats now back up by 4. 4:05 to go here in the third quarter of play. High post, Johnson again. Tries to kick it into the corner. The ball is deflected. Ends up in the hands of Hanging on the right baseline. Back out for a three-pointer, Sawyer, and it's good. The second three-pointer for Allison Sawyer, and it's 27-26. Kearney High with the lead. They'll try a three. Stidham, it's good. And Stidham, it's her third three-pointer of the basketball game. Fourth of them, fourth three-pointer of the basketball game, and it's 30-26. So the teams exchange threes, and now Johnson has it stolen away by Stidham to the rack. That's seven straight for the Bearcats. Stidham with two of the buckets and one of the assists, two steals. 32-26, and the pressure that was bothering North Platte in the first quarter is doing so again here. They break it this time. Good bounce pass underneath, and the shot is blocked by Miller out of bounds. Hanging had it blocked away. That was a great pass to her from Caitlin Harvey, but Miller adjusted and blocked it away. Miller will get a breather, and Abby Ray will now come in for the Bearcats. North Platte underneath their own hoop, now trailing 32-26. After the injury, they have fallen behind, and another skip pass deflected away but not stolen, and driving in for the shot will be Doty, and Doty will be fouled by Abby Ray. Two free throws coming up for Madeline Doty, the 5'1 senior. To 32-26, Kearney High with the lead, and Coach Woodhead will use these two free throws to talk to his girls that are not shooting the free throw, and it's in and out, no good by Doty. Second free throw now coming up for the Dogs. 23-23 when the injury occurred just a couple of minutes ago. Now it's 32-26, Kearney. Second free throw on the way, and Doty missed them both. Long rebound, two Bearcats run into each other, but it'll be picked up by Kelsey Stidham. She'll give it to Sickler and walks it across the timeline. Comes to the right side of the key. She'll go on the wing now to Snyder. Snyder on the weak side. Back up top, they'll go to Cutterback. Swings it over left wing. Stidham. And again, here you go. Very patient. Not much movement on the post right now for Kearney High. Kearney keeping everything outside the perimeter. And against this zone, they're just looking for somebody to get open, and there's a three by Snyder, and it's up and in. 35-26, Kearney High now on a 12-3 run. Back up by 9, a game of runs. The first quarter, Kearney's. The second quarter, North Platte's. The third quarter, Kearney's. And the ball goes right through the hands of Allison Sawyer. Another turnover for North Platte, and they'll go to the bench, bringing in Hannah Wilkie and also Marissa Martinez.
Kind of mirroring the first quarter a little bit. North Platte starting to turn the ball a little bit over a little bit more. Kearney starting to slow it down, work their offense, and get some good shots. Nice three-pointer there by Snyder last possession.
So Kearney a chance to get this lead back up to double digits. They started the game up 15-1. North Platte didn't score their first bucket until the second quarter. Had one free throw in the first quarter. They get it into Snyder, drops it to the baseline. There's the short jumper, but it won't go for Ray. Fighting for the offensive rebound is Cutterback. She'll get it, and a foul called on the Dogs. This goes on Madeline Doty. And Kearney will take it out on a baseline with Stidham to throw it in. Kearney boxes the lane again. Tries to pop it into the corner for Sickler. She's open. Does not take the three. Back up top to Cutterback. Over to Stidham. And to the top of the circle, Sickler. Coming out right there on her is Doty, trying to really pressure the basketball. She'll get rid of it. Back up top to Stidham. 35-26, Kearney. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Snyder on the wing to Sickler. Sickler dumps it into the left-hand corner to Stidham. Didn't want her to get a three away. Sliding over there to help out is Harvey. 1:25 to go. Third quarter of play. Bearcats throw it up top. Snyder down low. Good pass. Cutterback forces the shot. It won't go. Good defense by Wilkie to deny that shot. Now the ball rolls all the way outside the arc before being picked up by Doty. And North Platte has the basketball, trying to get the trap. A blocking foul called on Kearney High. A little late getting to the spot was Claire Sickler. It didn't help that Doty tripped right about the time she was heading into that double team. And so she got the call. Now the Dogs got to find a way to get some points. They're going to try it from the right-hand corner. The 18-footer is no good. The ball ends up being knocked out of bounds by North Platte with exactly 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 35-26, Bearcats with the lead. Since that injury to Jesse Hunt about 4 minutes ago, Kearney has outscored North Platte 12-3. And they could actually hold for the last shot here as the Dogs try to extend. They may have dropped into a man-to-man here. That's exactly what North Platte has done. So Kearney have to change things up offensively. Snyder swings it over to Stidham. Clock just ticking away with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Snyder picks up, or Stidham picks up her dribble, gets it to Sickler. Comes over to the left wing, gives it to Snyder. 25 seconds to go. Up top will be Ray. Swings it right side to Stidham. Milking the final minute of the third quarter here are the Bearcats. We're down to 13. Up top they go. Sickler just about lost the ball. Now she'll drive right side of the key. Spin move, runs into the defender, Johnson, and got the call. Foul going to be called here on the Bulldogs. But it will not be on Johnson. It'll be on Wilkie. Johnson had great defensive presence down low. And Sickler just, or Snyder just ran right into her. But they say the foul came from behind. And two free throws coming up for Skylar Snyder. On the way and no good off the front of the rim. Second free throw coming up. Jesse Hunt walking back over to the bench right now. On the way, and Snyder hits the second one. 6 seconds to go here for North Platte. They'll toss it in. Harvey with it. Gets it into the hands of Doty. 3 seconds, 2 seconds into the corner. North Platte won't get any kind of a good shot off, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. It's Kearney High, 36, and North Platte, 26. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on ESPN Radio.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
We are on to the fourth quarter of play. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth where Kearney High has got the lead back out to 10, ending the quarter on a 13-3 run. North Platte will get the basketball, though, to start the fourth quarter. 36-26 your score. Backside jumper from 12 is on the way by Hangen. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Abby Ray. Outlet pass goes to Sickler. She'll hustle it into the front court, three on three. Tries to take it all the way in. Throws up a wild shot, no good. Offensive rebound back up, no good by Snyder. And North Platte will pick up the loose basketball with Sally Hangen. And then the outlet deflects off of Kearney leg and out of bounds. Well, Jeff, if it keeps going like it has been, this should be North Platte's quarter, but yeah. How are things looking in the stat book?
Well, right now, Kearney being helped big time by their two guys, Stitham and Snyder, 16 apiece for those two girls. The other starters haven't scored since that first quarter, so Kearney maybe want to start getting the ball to other people here.
So 32 of the 36 from those two players for Kearney High in this basketball game, and now they force North Platte into a travel in the backcourt. Again, if you're just with us, Kearney was up 13-1 after the first, 15-1 early in the second, and then by halftime it was 21-18. North Platte actually took the lead early in the third quarter, but after it was tied at 23, they were in some trouble. And now it's 36-26 Bearcats. And Jesse Hunt still on the bench for North Platte after being injured early in the third. As the ball is deflected away, and I don't think we're going to see her back in the ball game. I think she just came out of the locker room to watch the rest of the game on the bench. So a minute has gone by here in the fourth quarter. No change in the score. Kearney whittled away the last minute of the first of the third quarter, and now they've whittled away the first minute of the fourth quarter and have maintained that 10-point lead and trying for the steal. A foul called on Allison Sawyer. That'll be the fourth foul on the Dogs here in the half. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will run down the final stats, then get you ready for the boys' contest. Kearney High looking for their first home win of the year against Coach Matt Kaminsky's North Platte Bulldogs, former Loper, back in his college city. As Kearney High breaks the press on the inbounds and gets an easy layup for Brianna Miller. Miller was unguarded, and they got the little lob to her, and on the full court pressure, Cutterback makes the steal in the front court here, and North Platte turns it over yet again. Bearcats get the ball into the front court, leading it now by 12. Here's Sickler, good 360 move, takes it to the rack, has it blocked in there by Johnson. It falls into the hands of Miller. Miller on the putback is fouled, and more free throws coming up. The foul will be called on Sally Hingen for North Platte, her second. And Miller goes to the line. Puts the first free throw up, and it hits the front of the iron. No good. As the gym continues to fill up tonight for the boys' game. And again, we'll have that for you next. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Miller hits one of two, and it's 39-26 Kearney High, trying to avenge last week's overtime loss to North Platte out of the conference holiday tournament. And once again, the ball is turned over and trying to get it back. Johnson fouls Miller. And now the coaching staff over here trying to put something together for North Platte. You can see them agonizing over here on the sideline, trying to figure out what they need to do to help their team not turn the ball over, find a way to get through this pressure. And we may see some substitutes. With it for Kearney High will be Kelsey Stidham. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Spreading the floor to Snyder. Snyder forces the ball up top to Sickler. Tries to lob it down on a give and go. It's deflected to Cutterback. We've got a jump ball. Cutterback was in the right place at the right time. The arrow points the way of Kearney. And Wilkie returns to the lineup here for North Platte. North Platte, 10 girls suited. They're all juniors and seniors. That's not quite the case for Kearney. They suit a few more, and Snyder is a sophomore in that starting lineup. Her first game back, she's played pretty good. And off the inbounds, they get it up top, go back down low to Cutterback. Foul on the shot. The ball rolls off the front of the rim, so she'll have to earn it from the charity stripe with two free throws. But that's three real quick fouls as well. So North Platte, Jeff, is in that spot where they're turning it over, they're fouling, they haven't gotten shots off. It's just like the first quarter.
Yeah, and we'd seen them kind of rotate quarters, so you thought maybe if they could do what they did in the second quarter, they could get going here in the fourth. But if it's going to be like those other two, Kearney High just need to keep running their offense, and they'll come away with a victory tonight.
First free throw was no good by Cutterback. The second one is, and it is 40-26, equaling the largest lead of the game for Kearney High. They were up 14, then they trailed. Now they're up 14 again. Fast break this time. Breaks the press, but Hangen doesn't take the shot. She kicks it out for a three. Sawyer, no good. Offensive rebound, Doty, and they'll kick it back out. Hangen on the right wing. Yet to score here in this fourth quarter. Down low, Wilkie turnaround jumper won't go. Miller gets the rebound, quickly gets rid of it, and up the floor Stidham. Weaves her way through traffic and decides there's too much of it, stops at the key, and they'll reset it. Only 3 points in the last 8 minutes for North Platte after we were tied at 23. Top of the circle, Miller swings it over to Sickler, looks inside. It's covered. Back up Stidham, who's already buried four threes, but Sawyer is right on her. Sickler gives it back to Stidham on the weak side. Back up top they'll go to Cutterback, swings it over to Snyder. But again, even with Hunt on the bench, Miller has hardly touched that ball in the post, and North Platte knows it. Man-to-man and trying to poke it away again. Doty with the foul, and that means free throws the rest of the way here for Kearney. They'll be in the 1-1 with Claire Sickler.
Fouls on number three, Adam Doty.
Doty's second foul, eighth team foul for the Lady Dogs.
And Sickler, front end of the 1-1, is up and it is good. Second one coming up for Sickler. She's hit.
First points of the game right there.
Her first point, second free throw is good. So Sickler gets them both again. It had been basically the Stidham and Snyder show, and the Dogs now find themselves down by 16 here in the fourth quarter. And Kearney High headed to their sixth win of the season. Three-pointer on the right wing is on the way. No good for Harvey, fighting for the loose ball. Cutterback needs some help. She's got three Bulldogs biting at her ankles. Finally gets rid of it to Sickler. Now Kearney's got a four-on-one the other way. Sickler bounce pass to Miller, and the layup is good. Good job there by the point guard and senior Claire Sickler. Four-on-one, she made the one commit, dumped it off to Sickler, who laid it up and in. And now too much aggression by Sickler, and she gets a foul. 44-26, Kearney High. The Bearcats are home tomorrow night to take on Omaha Westside. North Platte St. Pat's will take on Papillion La Vista South. Westside girls are 5-3 going into the night, and Papio South was 4-4. Midway through the fourth quarter, it's now all Kearney. After being tied at 23, it's 44-26, and another ball deflected but not stolen. North Platte able to grab it. Get it to the high post. Johnson tries to lob it down low to Harvey, and it's over her head and out of bounds. Back over to the Bearcats.
10th turnover of the second half, 22 total now for the Lady Dogs.
So Kearney High not going to give up near as many points and forcing many more turnovers in this rematch than what we saw last week. Against the press, they'll lob it to Miller again, and she'll lay it up and score. Another great pass, and it's a 20-point Kearney High lead. The Bulldogs have been held to 8 points in the second half, and now a funny bounce on the basketball. They get called for a carry. 3:35 to go, and you got to wonder now, neither team has a deep bench, but with a game tomorrow night, how soon will the coaches start subbing deep into their bench, especially without the JV games way earlier tonight? Kearney High basketball holding on to it will be Snyder. Dogs trying to poke at it, so they'll get rid of it. Miller swings it over to Stidham on the right side of the key. Back up top to Sickler. 46-26, Kearney High. Ball poked away again. So Kearney will throw it in. And now Coach Woodhead going to do mass substituting again. Kosmacek, Hayes is in. Wilkie is in. Martinez is in. Johnson, the only player staying in. Somebody had to, because he's only got nine available players now with the injury to Hunt. 46-26, Bearcats. They've dominated the last 10 minutes of this game. And both teams look like they've ran out of gas a little bit. Kearney High still with the majority of their starters out there. Sickler on the right side of the key, up top, Cutterback swings it over to Stidham. Martinez on her. Up top, they'll go Snyder. Kearney really content right now to just let this clock run. As Snyder dribbles between the circles. Comes to the right side, Stidham again. Back up top, all the way outside the arc is going to be Miller. Man-to-man here for the Dogs. And Kearney just watching this clock tick down. Sickler drives down the baseline, comes right underneath the hoop, pops out on the other side, and gives it to Kosmacek. 2:25 to go here in the game. 46-26, Kearney High. Looked like they'd blow them out early. Then it looked like they were going to lose. Now they do blow them out, and a foul finally called. But you don't see many games like this, Jeff, where a team gets up 14, then falls behind, then wins by 20.
No, and the tipping point for me, I think, Doug, was that injury to Hunt. And it was within five at the time, and ever since, Kearney's just gone a huge run. The wind out of the sails for the Dogs ever since that injury.
Front end of the 1-1 is good by Claire Sickler. Makes it 47-26. And the second free throw on the way, and that one is too strong. Rebound brought down by Wilkie. 2:15 to go in the ball game. Kosmacek brings it up for North Platte. They're going to be 5-5 here in a couple of minutes, and another turnover. Sickler picks up the loose ball. Kearney will clear the bench here at the next break. Sickler kicks it out on the right wing. Feet get tangled up. Stidham down low to Miller. Miller on the post. Turnaround hook shot. No good. Ball fought for. Cuttaback's got it. She'll throw it off the glass and score. And Kearney High wants to call timeout so that they can get their substitutes in. 1:51 to go in the ball game. It's the Bearcats 49 and the Bulldogs 26. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Kearney High School. And the subs are in, so we'll see how the final minute plays out here. But Kearney, outside of kind of losing where they were in the second quarter, really dominated the game here tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, and they seem to just do what North Platte did the other three quarters. They turned the ball over themselves. Once Coach Boyd calmed them down, said just run the offense, Kearney High really started to separate themselves from North Platte in this game.
North Platte misses a three-pointer. The rebound comes down to Wilkie. Her putback is no good, and then we get a jump ball, and North Platte will take it out underneath their own hoop on the jump. We'll set the Bearcat lineup here when they get the basketball. Kosmacek has it for North Platte. The ball deflected away. Hannah Lundell with the steal. Lundell to the other end. The left-handed layup is up and in. And the junior is in the scorebook. You've got Lauren Spiker into the ball game. Also in there is Stacy Peters. I think we've seen everybody else as they try to lob it down low. North Platte has the ball deflected away and the steal made by Abby Graham. Graham gives it to Lundell. Also in there is Carmen Moncrief. And Moncrief has it at the top of the circle. Under a minute to go in the game. Here's Graham, right side of the key. Back up top, they'll go to Lundell. 51-26 in a game that was tied at 23. North Platte looks like they're going to get shut out in the fourth quarter. They have not scored a point. And now here's a three-pointer on the outside by Spiker. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kosmacek. 30 seconds to go here. To Martinez, she'll try the three. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds off Kearney, so North Platte will get another chance here. With 25 seconds to go on the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on ESPN Radio. We'll have the final stats for you, so stay with us. They get it in backside, and a foul may give North Platte a chance to score here in the fourth quarter. Hannah Wilkie, that patented backside inbounds play on the low block. You flood everybody one way and sneak somebody around the backside. And the foul call on Spiker, so the free throw is on the way, and it is nothing but net for Hannah Wilkie. The first point of the fourth quarter comes with 24 seconds left here for North Platte. Second free throw on the way, and that is short, no good. The rebound tapped around. Kearney had it and then thrown to the ground trying to get that basketball. The foul called on North Platte, and Stacy Peters will come to the other end and get to shoot some free throws here. It's the 10th team foul, so she'll get to shoot two. And after three quarters of play, the Kearney Catholic girls continue to pull away here. 56-26 at Grand Island Central Catholic. And that's on Classic Hits 98.9. That should be a much closer boys game. And the free throw by Peters is up and no good. Second free throw now for Peters. Trying to get her name in the scorebook. And the free throw is up and it won't go. Rebound brought down by North Platte and Hannah Wilkie. Up the floor, they'll go to Kosmacek. Up top, Martinez, 12 seconds to go. Trying to get it down low. They do. Turnaround jumper is sitting on the rim. No good that time for Wilkie. Rebound brought down by Moncrief. Kearney gets it into the front court. With 1 second to go, the game is over, and Kearney High improves to 6-4. North Platte falls to 7-3 on the season, and Kearney avenges an overtime loss from last week against the Bulldogs with a big-time win here tonight on their home court, 51-27. We'll take a timeout and be back with the Wisco Sports postgame show right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney.
Wisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Game one is in the books and a big second half for the Kearney Lady Bearcats. After North Platte caught up, they put them away 51-27. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games that you love to play. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always get your game on when you shop Misco Sports, whether you stop by their storefront location at Ord or whether they deliver to the great schools and athletes from across the state of Nebraska. Misco Sports is there for you. Again, 51-27 the final here. Also earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls are having their way with Grand Island Central Catholic. After three quarters of play, they were in command there by a score of 56-26. That doubleheader is on Classic Hits 98.9. Jeff Babel figuring up the stats. He'll have those for you here in just a moment. And then the boys game just about 22 minutes away between the 1-8 Kearney Bearcats and the 5-4 North Platte Bulldogs. We're back here with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Your proud supporter of area teams and athletes is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. We're back with more after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show, and with the final stats, here's Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Doug. It was kind of a tale of two quarters in the second half. Kearney High seemed to pull away in that second half, came away with the 51-27 victory. Let's take a look at the numbers for the Bearcats. They were led in scoring by a couple of players, 16 apiece for Stitham and Snyder, Stidham and Snyder. Snyder came off that ankle injury. We'll see how they did. She come in. Three rebounds for her. She got at the free throw line four times, made three of them as well. She also had three rebounds, and Stidham had two. Other scorers in the book for Kearney High. Hannah Goodell came in and got a couple points. Sickler finally got something going in the second half, drove the basket, got three free throws, made all three of them. Looks like Peyton Kodabak had a good game as well, 5 points there. A couple of rebounds, three rebounds there for Peyton. Abby Ray come in and got a rebound as well for the Bearcats. They were 2 of 7 from three-point land. They shot pretty well from the line, Doug, 8 of 14. For the Bearcats, they had 16 total team rebounds, and again led by Stidham and Snyder with 16 apiece. Over there to the North Platte Bulldogs, they had 27 total points. They had a good second quarter, but the turnover bug seemed to get them. They had 12 total turnovers in the first half, 13 in the second half for a 25 total. Going back to Kearney High real quick, they only had two turnovers in the second half, so they really started to fix their problems they had in the second half. They had quite a few turnovers, or second quarter, excuse me. They had about 8 or 9 in that second quarter, did the Bearcats, so good job there. Madeline Doty for the Bulldogs had 2 points, three rebounds. Allison Sawyer, 6 points for her, 2 points for Martinez. She come in and got a bucket there in the second quarter. Looks like Hannah Hayes got 2 points as well. Caitlin Harvey with 5, and Jesse Hunt, she got to the line 3 different times, made some free throws. Got injured there early third quarter, excuse me. Had 7 total points, so she was their leading scorer. And once she went out, Doug, so did North Platte. They only got 1 point in that fourth quarter. They bookend a couple of 1 point quarters. I think that swing period right there was the third quarter, and Kearney outscored them 15-8, took all the momentum, and the Bearcats came away with a big win, 51-27, getting their 6th victory of the year.